No Monopoly on Ministry, a compilation.
I am wanting to love them for who they are, where they are, in that moment, whatever that looks like. That is the person I've been entrusted with, and I am called to do something for that person. Michelle Van Fossen. Michelle Van Fossen is not a counselor, a therapist, a pastor, or a priest. Not in the traditional sense of those words. Michelle is a hairstylist, and she sees her everyday job as a vehicle for healing the people who sit in her chair. Pastors don't have a monopoly on ministry. Whatever you do, wherever your work takes you, God has uniquely equipped you to serve and to meet people at their point of need. Through your work, God has the power to redeem broken hearts and hopeless situations. You're probably a lot like Michelle. You can probably tell your own story of the sacredness of your work and the miraculous ways God transforms the ordinary interactions of your day. These moments of healing and hope that evolve through the course of any regular day, they are no coincidence. We partner with God as we put our hand to the plow, cultivating the ground beneath our feet, literally and figuratively. We carry the image of the Almighty God with us. When we surrender the work of our hands to His miraculous care, God breaks through, changing us and those we serve forever and for good. By the High Calling. Before you go to sleep, think about my love for you. If you count your blessings, you'll see how I have blessed you in so many ways, through so many things and so many people. Each of these is a token of my love for you personally. I ask that you also think about how much love you have given to others. What did you do today to show love to others, so they too could be touched by my love? Remember that I have no voice but yours, and no hands but yours, to touch others' hearts and draw them to me. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. Every time you follow the leading of your heart, that little nudge I give you each time I put an opportunity to show love to those in your path, I repay you. You cannot give love without receiving a touch of my love in return. Give, and it will be given to you. Jesus speaking in prophecy. With my birthday coming up, I've been reflecting on my life and my work for the Lord, and looking forward to any guidance He will have for me that will enable me to fulfill my part in advancing the mission from this point forward. I want to accomplish all I can, both personally and professionally, to help others to connect to Jesus. I want to give to others in ways that will enhance their lives, and to give to Jesus in a way that will make Him happy. I want to be more like Jesus, a more humble, yielded, obedient vessel, so that others will be drawn to Him. I want to work together with Him to accomplish what He wants me to do for His glory. I want to be willing to continue to grow and learn, in the little things as well as the bigger things. I want to grow in the things of the Spirit and in practical things as well. I want to continue to encourage and inspire others. I want to be used as a channel of healing for spirits and bodies, so that others will be able to connect with the lover of all lovers and feel his wonderful care and peace and provision in their lives. I'm so thankful that no matter what limitations we may face, the Lord doesn't stop using us. If we're passionate about serving him, we can continue to do so while counting on his care and provision. In this day and age, we have so many ways to minister to others that are not limited by location or even our ability to meet others in person. We can be fruitful and reach out to others around the world, even if we're limited in some way in our physical mobility. The internet, cell phones, and other technology make it possible to reach out to others virtually anywhere and at any time. So whether you are a physically robust missionary on some mission field, or someone whose commitments tie them to a specific locale, or someone whose physical activities have been curtailed by circumstances or age or anything else, the Lord can show you ways to be a positive influence on the hearts and minds of those who need the truth. And beyond that, you have an even more powerful tool at your disposal through prayer, which can travel unbound by space and time and can effect great change wherever it's needed. Maria Fontaine. God says you have been gifted for ministry, to serve other people. Every Christian is a minister. That doesn't mean every Christian is a pastor, rather minister. Anytime you're using your talents and gifts to help others, you're ministering. Notice the Bible verse says, "He saved us for his holy work." You are saved to serve. Why did God save you? So you could serve him. You may be thinking, "How do I know what my ministry is?" You look at your talents, your gifts, and your abilities. You look at how God shaped you. God wants you to use those talents and gifts to help other people. Every time you do that, that's called ministry. Nothing fancy, scary, or supernatural about it. It's just helping others. Can you minister in a sales office? Yes, you can. Can you minister as an accountant? Yes, you can. Can you minister driving a truck? Sure. Anytime you're helping other people in his name, you're ministering. In fact, God says you're necessary in the church. You're a necessary part of this family. Look at it this way. If I don't use my talents, you get cheated. If you don't use your talents, I get cheated. Everybody else in the congregation gets cheated. We're all important. We're all necessary to do our part as we fit together. Rick Warren.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.